Albert in El Paso, Texas, listening on 1150 AM. Albert, what's your question for Jimmy Akin?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. The question has to do with, was given to me by one of my children, okay, who's an adult and well-read and everything. And it has to do with the phrase, the means does not justify the end, which I don't know if it's a legal term or a theological term. But anyway, he says,
the end does not justify the means.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How can Jesus allow himself to be crucified for our sins? And I couldn't answer him.
Okay.
I have an answer now, but it's not in a theological. I wonder if you could help me with this question.
Well, so the crucifixion is something that was wrong for people to do. It was wrong for Pontius Pilate to order it. It was wrong for the soldiers to carry it out. It was wrong for the Jewish leaders to demand it because Jesus was an innocent. So it was wrong for them to do all those things. But that doesn't mean it was wrong for Jesus to allow himself to experience it. The reason he allowed himself to experience it was to save us from the consequences of our sins. And in that case, he didn't will his crucifixion not as an end. He didn't say, ooh, I want to be crucified. But he was willing to allow himself to experience an evil in order to save us. And it's somewhat analogous to the famous example of being in a foxhole during wartime, and someone tosses, you know, someone on the other side who's an enemy, tosses a grenade into the foxhole where you and your fellow soldiers are. And in some of those situations, you know, the grenade's going to explode and kill everybody unless someone jumps on the grenade and absorbs that impact with their body, knowing that they're going to die as a result of absorbing that impact, but still saving everyone else in the foxhole. And in a sense, that's what Jesus did. He knew that all of us would experience horrible consequences for our sins unless he absorbed this evil, physical evil that he knew would kill him. It was like jumping on a grenade. And in that case, you're not causing your death. The grenade or the crucifixion is what's causing the death. It's the enemy that threw the grenade or the enemy that's crucifying you that's causing the death. You're simply allowing yourself to experience that evil in order to protect other people. So you're not willing the evil. You didn't want the evil, but you're willing to absorb that evil knowing it's going to cause your death in order to save others. And that's what Jesus did. And that's why it's also a heroic sacrifice for soldiers to jump on grenades and, yeah, and save their comrades. It's not immoral in that case. You don't will your death. It's not an end you're pursuing. And it's just a side effect of your action of saving other people. And so Jesus' death in that sense was something that was actually a good thing for him to accept because it saves us, but it was a bad thing for other people to do. In the same way, it's bad for enemy soldiers to throw a grenade, but it's good to save your buddies from the consequences of that.
Thank you so much, Albert.